changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Yesterday, we were talking about the Tao of Poo, the wonderful book by Benjamin Hoff that causes us to sort of rethink our priorities, I think, when we listen to it. Because many of us, I realize that I'm all of the Winnie the Pooh characters. Yes, I can even be Eeyore. I am Owl. Sometimes I'm just learning, and not really applying any of it, but just getting off on the concept of learning. Sometimes I'm trying to figure out shortcuts like Rabbit. Sometimes I feel weak and defenseless like Piglet. And sometimes, not often enough, but sometimes I just feel like Pooh, happy to be in today. As I got off doing yesterday's Jumpstart with you all, I started thinking about other childhood memories. And I remember being a kid and going and getting the comics after my mom was done with the newspaper. Now, remember that most of you who are here with me know that. Back then, we had three networks. They all went off at midnight on television. There was no games of any kind electronically. Everything was go outside and do something, which I think is sadly lacking. But my mom would put the newspaper down, and the last thing she would put down was the comic section, because the comic section also had the crosswords. And my mom worked at the crossword. She tried it. And the word jumble. She did it every day. And I admire her for that. So, and the paper would always have coffee stains, a ring of a coffee cup on it. And it smelled like cigarettes. Because my mom would, of course, be smoking as she was working on the crossword. Pogo was not a comic strip that I really got into as a child. I was mostly into The Wizard of Id and Blondie and stuff like that. But I do remember reading it as I got older. And I think the reason that people did read it as they got older is it was much more of like a New Yorker cartoon. Pogo was social commentary, and it was really well done, and it was in many layers. And I remember one where they are sitting around the swamp, which is where Pogo lived, and he simply said, "We have met the enemy, and he is us. We have met the enemy, and he is us." I've thought about that quote for so many years, and I've realized that personal responsibility is a difficult thing for most of us to take in situations. Especially if we were raised with the concept that we ourselves were somehow victimized. And in some cases, don't get me wrong, some people were. But I'm talking about entitled and not getting what you wanted and therefore making you a victim. And this quote of, "We have met the enemy and he is us," is not something that I remember as a child. I blamed my brothers. My brothers blamed whatever, me. There was always plenty of blame to go around. And that blame made us not take responsibility for what, in many cases, we caused in our lives. I remember the comedian Louis Anderson talking about his alcoholic father, and his father would yell at him to hand him tools while he was fixing the car. And of course, he would often get it wrong and the tools would come sailing back out. But even when he himself did something wrong, his father, Louis Anderson, said his father would yell, "You are in my light." That was the kind of family that I grew up in. And I wanted to become more of a person that appreciates things and more of a person who doesn't feel victimized, because if you're, Maya Angelou said, if complaining lets a bully know that there's a victim in the neighborhood, the more you make yourself a victim, the more you complain, the more you're going to attract people who are going to take advantage of you and hurt you. It's just this weird karmic thing. This idea of we have met the enemy and he is us is like radical responsibility. And I began to learn of this from my good friend and mentor, Joe Vitale. Radical responsibility. Everything in your life you caused. Okay. Well, maybe in your mind, you pre-caused it, you visualized it, you worried about it. If we begin to accept more and more responsibility, and I don't mean blame. I mean to say that to track back things that have happened to us and to say, how might I, knowing, knowing that this is coming, how might I have thought differently, acted differently? How might I have controlled my emotions, my circumstances? I know for myself nowadays that I cannot get on a stage and speak if I have not had a decent meal beforehand. I have to have that. My body and my mind are so connected. And I learned that by not feeling connected to an audience, getting off and going, man, I'm starving. When we take more and more responsibility for ourselves, then we begin to take more control over our lives. I realized that I have got the wrong, I'm talking about something today that is actually what, so ignore this little thing there. There we go. We are more responsible. I once heard someone say, I think it was a Unity minister said, responsible means able to respond. We simply are able to respond because we can't really go back and change what's happened in the past anyway, but we can learn from it. And if what we learn from it is to point the finger at other people, we're never going to be able to prepare for it going forward. I see a couple of you laughed. Yeah, that's pretty funny. What happened was I just was so excited to talk about this concept today that I jumped right in and ignored the schedule. But that's fine. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I was raised in a family with a lot of yelling, a lot of blaming, etc. And so I literally did not know how to do anything else. So I walked out into the world yelling and blaming for many, many, many years. And slowly over the years, as I realized, this isn't working, this is not working, I began to take responsibility for what happened around me with people. And with situations. And by that, number one, I've shared these with you before. Know what you want before you even engage in it. That's what my pickleball coach always reminds me. Where do you want the shot to go before you even start to swing it? So number one, know where you want to go. Know how you want this interaction, this situation to go. Number two, approach it nicely. Approach it very nicely with the expectation that it's going to work out. I met the enemy in life, and it is me. It is totally me. As I look back on my divorces, as I look back on relationships that have gone wrong, business opportunities that have failed, I now take 100% responsibility for that. Because having done some work, I realized, what could I have done differently going backwards? Well, I could have remembered what the ideal outcome was and acted accordingly. Today's message is a message of personal responsibility. I got up thinking about it, so that's what I want to share with you. What if anything that you are experiencing in life, you chose to take more responsibility for? You chose to say, I can affect the future of this in some way in my life and make my life more the life that I want to have. It's possible. It's certainly possible. Pogo said, we have met the enemy, and he is you, the Democrats, the Republicans, the system, the man, the woman, the lack of money, the this, the that. You know, everyone is facing a struggle and having a challenge. The more responsibility we take for ourselves, the more opportunity we have to create different outcomes. And the ultimate opportunity we all have is to think about things differently. If you can't affect the outcome, at least decide not to suffer, as the Tao of Pu says. Suffering comes from hanging on to something that's happened. You can make that choice. And guess who gets to make that choice? You. It's so much easier to sit around and blame people today. Today, blame is the biggest. You think Squid Game is huge? Try the blame game. And that's what social media is driven by. So consider that you have more opportunity to make more changes in your life and be a different person, because you can. You can affect more than you think. Give it a try today.
No more complaining people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.